Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. I want you to say, amen. Grab your Bible, amen. We're going to be brought in the Word of God. Go to the book of 2 John. Amen. I hope y'all don't mind me not sitting in the room this morning. Amen. Because it's hot in here. Amen. I'll say, how y'all got that temperature? Amen. I'm still standing. Praise God. It's fun. So y'all don't mind if I don't wear a robe. Amen. Praise God, amen. Still the same thing. From the book of 1 John. Let me get it standing. Amen. Amen. The love of the Lord today. Songwriter says, down in my soul I cry holy. Folks don't sing those songs no more. Amen. We got those cute worship songs, and that's all right. Amen. In its place, amen. Praise God, amen. But we need a reminder. We need a refreshment, like the songwriter says. Amen. We need a purification. Praise God, amen. Crying holy, because God said holy. Amen. Sometimes you're going through something, the enemy of God talking to you, you need to say holy. I don't want to hear that. Tell on somebody. Amen. I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. From the first John, amen, first epistle of John, and we're going to read together in concert verses 1 to 9. Amen. First John chapter 1, verses 1. You know what? We'll read the whole thing, 1 to 10. It's only 10 verses. How about that? Amen. And the word of God says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested that we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare to you that God is life, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all our sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to clean us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we made him a liar, and the word is not in us. Amen. The word of God, amen. Bless those that hear to edify the body of Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'm standing before you this morning, amen, with a topic that says it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. Look at your neighbor and say, it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. The Apostle Paul says, if we confess our sins, faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I got this topic from a devotional that I was reading by Melanie Chitwood, one of my morning devotions. And in that devotion, amen, she started telling the story of how she was bending down with a rag, and she was wiping off the coffee spills on her kitchen floor. But then while she was down there on the kitchen floor, her devotional said that her eye caught some spills and dribbles that were running down the cupboard door. And so I'm surprised I haven't seen that before, she said. I thought to myself, as I continued to clean, okay, I'll just spend some time here on my knees, the kitchen floor. Wow, there's more dog hair down here than the linoleum is. And there's that ball that the boys have been looking for. I thought I had thoroughly cleaned the kitchen, but on at ease, I can see many things that I had never seen before. So when I read this devotional by Melanie Tipler, there were three statements that really stood out to me and made me search my soul as well. And while she was down on her knees in a totally unrelated position, it made me rethink my position in God. Amen. I thought about the three pieces about prayer, praise, and position. How about that? And I know it sounds a bit confusing, but it's so much like God. If you stay in with God, with Him, no matter what you're doing during the run of your day and how busy your schedule may be, somewhere and in some way, you'll find yourself open to receive a lesson from the Father. Everything is, we can learn a lesson and God will teach us. Amen. And this is going to help your spiritual journey. That's what's doing it when you keep your focus on the Lord. Prayer. Prayer is the key. And that's the key for us being in touch with God in our prayer life. It's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. Amen. Glory to God. Not that it's impossible to stumble, but you may stumble. You may even fall over. But you have to really work hard to fall when you're already down on your knees. You may not pray on your knees all the time. Maybe you're one that may prostrate before the face of God with your face down to the ground, to the floor, and laying straight out, amen, before the Lord. And maybe you have a certain chair in your house that you sit there and you talk to the Father with. But the whole concept is being in the presence of God. The point is, as long as you're in fellowship and in dialogue with the Father, dialogue means you ain't the one doing all the talking. As long as you're there in a place where God can speak back to you, glory to God, amen, you're in the presence of God, amen, that's prayer time, hello. And so He won't let you stumble, and He won't let you fall. And then my mind goes back to a song I heard a long time ago, amen, those old songs meant something. Man, you know, there's about a little girl that fell out of, I guess, the fourth floor window, fifth floor window, and a man called her when she came down, and everybody was running to her and asking her, was she okay? And she kept saying, I didn't fall. And they kept telling her, you didn't fall. She said, I didn't fall. Amen, glory to God, because a man caught me. They didn't see anybody around her, but the Holy Spirit caught her. If you're on your knees, God won't let you fall. No matter where your head is, it is amazing to see how your whole outlook on things will change when you're in prayer time with God. A quiet time of humbling yourselves before the Lord. It's going to allow Him to the time that He needs to reveal anything in you that doesn't please Him. How about that? Psalm 139, 22 and 23 is a pretty good model for prayer. It says, search me. How many start their prayer like that today? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know all of my anxious thoughts. And then I'll be good to. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting. Search me, God. If you find anything in me that's not like you, take it out. Stop your prayer like that, and it's not gimme, gimme, gotta have, gotta have. Hard to stumble when you're on your knees. This morning in our Bible study, Elder Marion was teaching, amen, glory to God, about giving, amen, and he was on in Acts, amen, talking about, amen, 5, 4, and 5, Ananias and Sapphira, and the church that gave their all, amen, and he opened it up and he clarified, praise God, amen, glory to God, there was no deceit, amen, glory to God, that God can't see. How about that? The people gave, amen, to God, amen, God had to teach them how to trust Him. For they sold all that they had, amen. So we get a confused understanding of that because, amen, these people bought and sold, and that's how they lived. That was their way of life, buying and selling, amen. But the Apostle Peter said, I want you to take whatever you make today and bring it. Don't sell it and bring it to the house of God so that there be no need in the house of God. So that the people of God can come and serve and see, I'm putting this in, but in order for the people to worship God freely, there can't be no life in them, and we got to meet the need. Don't want to stay on their knees before God because He might tell them that. Hello? When you see the dirt in your lives, we need to make sure that we don't move to self-condemnation. A lot of people say, well, you know what, the Lord helped me because I did dust and dust and dust. Instead of that, you need to step to God and ask him, what is it that you desire of me? Hello? Paul said that we are in Christ Jesus and there's no condemnation. There's more to that, amen. We'll get to that in a minute. Glory to God, amen. But he said, as Christ Jesus, you're not condemned, amen, but you see yourself in error, amen. You correct yourself. How about that? Amen. People always say, but Lord, I've got to take this away from me. And I tell them, you don't want God to start doing things like that. If you stop doing it, because if God has to come and take it off of you, you don't know how he's going to do it. You don't do like we do. How about that? When God starts talking, things start happening. People get sick. People die. You lose your job. You lose your home, your arm. Why? Because you are not hearing God. You say, God ain't going to do that. That ain't the kind of God I serve. Then who are you serving? You don't know God. When you talk like that, you don't know the Lord. He killed the whole nation because they disobeyed him. He gave them everything. He was their God. Only the few that was left, amen, that could carry the nation on. How about that? His favorite people, the people of his own heart, because they turned to serve idol gods. You say he wouldn't do that. Whatever it takes to get you back in line, that's what God's going to do, that your soul be not lost. The most important thing to God, not that you ride in that Cadillac, but that your soul be saved. He's not concerned about the house you live in, but he's concerned about your soul and salvation. How about that? Because we're journeying on this way. We're not going to stay here. We're not here to stay. We all going to die and leave this earth. But where you going to lift up your eyes is the most important thing to be worried about. So be aware of the sin in your life. It's not to condemnation, but to confess in our sin to the Lord and to the saving of our soul. Get worried. One more writer say, I got worried about my soul. I started praying because I was worried about my soul. I started confessing because I was worried about my soul. I conceived because I was worried about my soul. Tell somebody, it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. It is a way out of impending destruction of sin. Yes, sin has its payment. So it's important to recognize that sin grieves our Holy Father, so much so that he sanctified his precious Son and took his life, sacrificed him, yes, for us. We need to call sin what it is. It's not a bad habit. It's not a bad choice, and it's not a mistake. Sin is sin. And its root comes from rebellion and separation from God. It's easy for a saint to call themselves saints and sin because they're separated from God. It's hard to wallow over and throw yourself over in sin when you're on your knees in the presence of God. You're not comfortable in sin. You're not comfortable in doing wrong. The Holy Spirit will let you rest in sin. Glory to God. So by his death on the cross, Jesus has already given us, glory to God, forgiven us, but confessing our sins is a way of acknowledging and remembering that we need a Savior. Some people don't want to recognize that they're separated from God. Come on, people. Hallelujah. If you say you have not been, the Apostle Paul said, you liar. And if you confess to God, then you call him ill. Because he said all that sin and cut short of the glory of God. So by being honest with God about our sin, we discover a great treasure. How many know that once you confess it, God already knows that they just stop trying to fool God? Glory to God, amen. If you can get it up here, I don't care if you go underground and do it, but literally under the ground, under the earth, and do it. God sits right there next to you while you do it, so you can't hide from him. But when we confess that we are sinners, need to be saved, you unlock the door to substitute the treasures. God, because you recognize that I need a Savior. Lord, save me. That's why God loved David so much. He never said I didn't. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit, or you know me better than I know myself. Hallelujah. So being to God, amen, opens us for the great knowledge and revelation of him. He loves us just as we are. And at the same time, he wants to transform our character to Christ's peace. Just because he accepts and loves us as we are don't mean that he don't want us to change. The Bible says, any man in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made brand new. Romans 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, 1, therefore, now there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, that this is the key, who walk not after the flesh, that sin, but obey the Spirit, walk after the Spirit, which is the word of God. How about that? Now, the things that Chickwood was talking about in her testimonial and in her devotional, the things that really stuck out to me as three of them, when she was talking about being down on her knees, cleaning her kitchen, glory to God, amen. One thing she said is, I'm just going to spend some time on my knees. How many of us doing that today? Hello? Spending time on my knees. This statement stood out to me because when she made it, her intention was to clean up her kitchen. How about that? And so when we spend time on our knees in prayer, our intention is to clean up our heart, to sanctify our mind, to purify our mind, like the songwriter says, to be saturated in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Talk about that old gospel song by the Jackson Five, some Southerners that went, it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. That's why I get the topic of this message from. Amen. When you're down there, praise God, you're talking to the Father. Glory to God, amen. And when she said, I'll just spend some time on my knees, amen, we need to say that, glory to God. We're so busy worrying about what's going on around us. We're so busy worrying about what's happening in our lives, amen. Amen. We miss the present point, amen. You're going through this so that you can spend some time on your knees. Instead of spending time on our knees, we go running, amen, to somebody else for help. We go seeking help in all the wrong places. Uh-huh. Instead of spending time on the knees, some people go to the liquor bar. Instead of spending time on the knees, some people go to drugs and alcohol. What's about it? Instead of spending time on their knees, some people run from revival to revival, church to church. They can't be still because they're looking for a word from the Lord. All they got to do is go on their knees. Stay still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. Come on, people. Amen. So it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees because, amen, you're there before the Lord. You're in the face of the Father. And the things that this woman saw while she was there on her knees, she never really noticed them because she was standing upright all the time, mopping the floor from up here, sweeping the floor from up here. Sometimes you got to get up close and personal. How about that? Get down on your knees. Look around the painful cobwebs that's up on this. Glory to God. Amen. She was mopping with a mop and sweeping with a broom. Amen. So she was upright. And in the old days, our parents, they washed the floor on their hands and knees. Amen. And the floor was nice and clean and shiny. You could have to see your face in it. How about that? Amen. When we stay on our knees before the Father, amen, our lives, amen, should be so sparkling, clean, amen, glory to God, that when people look on us, they can't do nothing but see our confidence and the glory of the Father all over us. They see the glory of the Father. They know that it's something different about you because they know you're in the presence of the Lord. And then all for the days, amen, when in prayer and service, people talk so bad about prayer and service. You ain't got to be saying Jesus, spending all of that glory to God, amen. But those people did that. They did it out of ignorance. But guess what? The presence of the Lord was there. And when we were in the presence of other people, they could look on our face and see the confidence that we had time with God. They knew that they were in the presence of holy people because there was a glow on your face. And they knew that you were in the presence of God. They knew that you could get a prayer through. Now, they don't know who can get a prayer through. Huh? The apostle with their big name and the bishop with their archbishop with their big name sitting up in the pulpit. Even they can't get a prayer through. Glory to God. Because they're not on their knees. Amen. So we send people worshiping their title instead of God. Amen. But it's humility. Amen. It's what God looks for in his people. Humbleness. Amen. Because he is the boss. Glory to God. Amen. He's in charge and in control of all things. Nothing moves except by his power. Everything is moving by the power of God. This woman said, Satan can't even touch you in this gospel. Everything moves by the all the monastic cobwebs in the corner of your mind. Glory to God. They did that because sometimes, amen, when they were waxing the floor, amen, they would be up. They didn't see the dirt and the filth that was lurking under the furniture or around the walls. My goodness. Amen. When I was a teenager, amen, we cleaned up our room and participated. Amen. Sweep my side of the room. Just clean up her side of the room. Amen. But if I can get the dirt up under the carpet, that's where it went. Hello. She get mad at you. Amen. We put this so long as Mama couldn't see. Sometimes she'd go in there and look under my bed and I'm in trouble. Amen. Because everything was going, leaving my shoes there. I just threw everything under the bed. Amen. I was lazy. Praise God. Amen. She did all the work, amen, and I pretended to be working. Glory to God, amen. Got me in a lot of trouble. I know y'all know this. I know y'all do. More than mama say y'all do it. Okay. All right. Some people have their heads so high in clouds with clouds that they cannot even see the kitchen floor, and it's not really even clean enough. Glory to God, people walk on. There's food residue on the walls and on the sides of the cabinets, on the stove and the refrigerator. But yet, we have cleaned up our kitchen. Some of that residue on the walls of your heart from that old lifestyle. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You need to get some comment. Get that Holy Ghost power and start washing the walls of your heart. That inner spirit that still has a desire to do that thing because the residue from it is still left in you. When we try to clean up our lives, glory to God, our own way, sometimes our own stubborn pride won't allow us to see the dirt and the filth, glory to God, that lies on the walls and the cabinets and the residue and the floors of our lives. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In order to really clean up, we need to get down on our knees because guess what? In case you haven't heard, it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you were on your knees, you wouldn't have made that fall. Number two, the second thing she said in her devotional that got my eye was, I thought I had thoroughly cleaned. How about that? We drink over with my good Lord now, I've been in Christ in my life. I'm good to go. I've been saved. I've been in the way for 50 years. Some of y'all still in the way. She said, I thought I had really cleaned myself up or cleaned my floor. And so today when we accept the Christ and when we came to the church and I give my life to Christ and then we think we've already cleaned it up and we haven't been sanctified or purified from that stuff that God had to cleanse us from. And so we thought we had changed our thought pattern, but it keeps coming back. I thought I had changed my desire for Jody, but he keeps popping up before my face. I thought I had changed my desire for Amanda, amen, which led to sin in my life, but she keeps popping up in my face, glory to God. But I find that I still have that desire, or I still have those thoughts, glory to God. If it's in your heart, God sees it. Jesus said, whatever's in a man, that's who he is. If your desire to sin and lie and steal and cheat is on the inside of you, then that's your liar. You're a thief and you're a cheat. But I'm saying you're a lying saint. Thieving saint. Hello? Hormoning saint. Glory to God. I thought I had the power to keep from cussing. When somebody made me mad, I thought I had the power not to cuss them out when they did me wrong. But when I was confronted with that bad situation, when they cussed me, I cussed them back. I ain't talking about me now. I don't cuss. This is rhetorical. This is a little paraphrasing. I find the words that come from my mouth came from the old way or the old flesh. Babble. And no one could get the glory out of my life. Not even God. But I'm supposed to be able to let God get the glory out of my life. That's why we get saved. Folks don't recognize that mother. That we get
our lives. In other words, if my life don't glorify God, if people don't look on me and want to be saved or want to know this God that I serve, amen, if people don't hang around me and see the change in me for the good or for the better, glory to God, their attitude toward me has not changed, then God don't get no glory out of my life. But you say you're a Christian. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thought that I had abstained from out of wedlock sexual relationships, but then here I am pregnant for a man who really doesn't even love me. He don't even like me. Well, don't love me. He had his good time and now he's through. Tell somebody it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees. All the things that I thought I had cleaned up are still hanging around under the cabinets or stuck to the kitchen walls or the kitchen cupboards running down the side of the refrigerator or the stove. Hello, somebody. I thought I thoroughly cleaned those things, amen, in my own ways, and yet I find myself taking a drink of beer or alcohol or I hit a joint of reefer, whatever drug is out there. I'm still doing the same thing I was doing, but I say I'm a child of an living God. But my lifestyle don't show forth his character. Don't meet me. They don't know who my daddy is because I don't look like him. Christians are supposed to look like their dad. How about that? They're supposed to look like their father. So when people look at you, they say, I know who your dad is. And you look just like him. Glory to God. Amen. That when we're so separated from God, see, down on our knees will keep us in touch with our daddy. When we're praying and have fellowship with God, that means we're in the presence of our daddy so he can talk to me and tell me I'm better. When he can say to me, this is the way I want you to go. But if I'm never on my knees, if I'm never in fellowship with my daddy, I don't know what want me to do. Some of us in the natural don't have a relationship with our daddies for whatever the reason may be. Some of us in the natural don't have a relationship with our mothers for whatever the reason may be. Some of our parents are grown old, and when they were alive, you didn't have a relationship with them. So you didn't know what they wanted for you in your life. You just assumed. And when you assume something, sometimes you go in the wrong way. Maybe this is what mama wants me to do. How about going to mom and ask her, what is it you want from me? How about going to daddy, glory to God, and asking him, daddy, what is it that you want from me? Glory to God. When you think you've cleaned it up. But when I spend time on my knees, I can see better down here because I'm humbled before God the Father. Amen. And the Lord told me to bring morning prayer, amen, altar prayer back, amen, to the house, amen. We bring it back, amen.
Somebody can come and put
get all mad and then stop blaming somebody else. He stops and then cries, come in on the knees, say, the Lord, give it, the Lord, take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was his in the first place. The children were his, the land, the cattle, everything was his. So the Lord, give the Lord, take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are to receive rebuke and chastisement in that way. God will restore all that you've lost. Glory to God. Amen. God want to raise you up, but he wants you to come down low. Amen. So he can raise you up. He cleanses and he furnishes our houses, our hearts with what we really need, the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Luke 11:13 says, if ye then being evil, now this is Jesus talking, with your evil self, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask? All you need to do is but ask. Ask. Huh? And ask
anybody who's going to give me that dress down. And you know she's going to get up here, stand up in front of everybody, and take her dress off and give it to me. But ask me to have your life. You know she'll give me the box. It's right here.
Okay. Ask him the things that you need. Ask him, believing in faith, that he'll give it to you, and he'll give it to you. Glory to God. Not while you're amiss. Not while you need to repent. Not while you're living like hell and you expect him to do it. See, on my knees, I see people who have wronged me. Not as my enemy, but I see them as a soul that needs to be saved. When people do me wrong words, I don't beat them up or get mad and say evil things about me. Lord, deliver them from that spirit because they have a spirit of deception on them. They have a spirit of confusion. They have a spirit of, you just begin to deal with that spirit like, I'm going to get mad at them. So tell me, how could you still be kind to her? I'm going to get her out of here too. Why? They didn't do anything to the Lord. And I said, whatever they do to you, they do it to the Lord. If God can forgive me, surely I can forgive him. Oh, that's a soul that needs deliverance.
Walk around holding grudges and think God's going to move over your grudges. But see, that don't work like that. Oh, you forgive him and you move on. He cleanses and he refurnishes our houses with what we need, glory to God. On my knees, I see my own sickness as an opportunity for God to reveal his glory. Not hurt so that people would know that there is a God and that the heavens do rule. You won't hold another power of God. You won't hold up to see the hand of God moving. The power of God moves, glory to God, amen, for healing and for blessing and for deliverance, amen. So on your knees, amen, when you're going through something, when your body's in pain, amen, you're not upset about it, but you say, Lord, this is your opportunity, glory to God, because a sick and a dead body can't glorify you. So Isaiah, he said, tell us to come and let us reason together. Though their sins be as scarlet, I'll wash them whiter than snow. Lord God, if you know how to reason with God, and you learn the word of God, you know how to go before God and reason with him. Hezekiah was supposed to be dead. But when Isaiah left, he turned his face to the Lord and said, Lord, I can't do the work you told me to do. I've done all God. I've done this and I've done that. Lord, I've done 54 years to live. So I have to complete a thing before I just get out the door and get time and go to heaven. I'll give 54 years. Huh? When you saw the power of God, you can go to him when you know your daddy. I mean, and know that dad. I know my daddy. Will not do. So I can go to him and say, Daddy, give me $20 and he'll go in his pocket and give me $20. But I know if I go to him and ask $20, he'll give me nothing. Somebody ask him why. Hello. You know your daddy. When you know your daddy, glory to God, you can turn to him when the prophet say or the doctor say it's over. You can say, all right, I hear you, but God. Glory to God. So I can glorify you to the word. Glory to God, amen. God raised people up and they forget to glorify him, Brother Gregory.
Glad to God.
more than me.
Oh, I got it all, but you don't need nothing.
So when it's time to offer sacrifice, I just have to knock a child to be found.
I'm so glad that God makes a change, amen, just for me. Glory to God. On my knees, I'm so grateful for caring for my family. So much so, glory to God. He gave him himself, him son. He said, my God, and me stand in the pool, like you said, the English spoke, I'm going to make myself a bear like nobody, and I'll go down. Everything man back into myself. Because ain't nobody good enough, ain't no sheep, no cow, none of that good enough. So I'm gonna go down and do it myself. I'll go down and bring them back to myself. Because he loves me so much. Put your hand on yourself and God loves me just like that. Over on my knees, I have discovered that the true meaning of love. Glory to God, I can love those who are unlovable. And you know you've met some people that are unlovable. Amen. Some of you live next door to them. But on your knees, you can love them anyhow. Some of them may live in your arms. But on your knees, you can love them anyhow. I can love my children like a mother should love her children. I can love my husband like a wife should love her husband. I can love my wife like the Bible say love my wife, that I give my life for her. I can love my neighbors like as I love myself. And I can even love my enemies and pray for those that despitefully use and abuse me. Why? Because I'm on my knees. Down on my knees. It's hard for me to stumble and hate my neighbor, even though they stole my lawnmower. Come on. It's hard for me to stumble, glory to God, and hate my wife, glory to God, even though she ran around on me. It's hard for me to stumble and hate my husband because he ran around on me. It's hard to stumble when you're down on your knees. Glory to God. I pray for him, glory to God, that God spares life. Oh, I just knew that. Come on. I just threw that in there. That's free. That's just a little pun. On my knees, I'm finishing up here. I can see so much better and have no fear of falling because I really do believe that it's hard to while you're on your knees and prayer. The more you pray, the longer you'll stay and the longer you'll stand. Glory to God. Prayer, amen, brings us into the presence of God. Prayer, amen, and praise, amen. Glory to God, amen, brings the power of God. And prayer and praise puts us in a position to receive of God. Whatever it is that we need from the Lord, amen, he already knows what we have need of, but he said, I need you to come and ask. How about that? Lord God, in your own home, Lord God, as a child, you don't just go and take stuff. You got to ask for it. Daddy, can I have this? Mama, can I have this? Lord God. Amen. God already know that you have need of this thing. Whatever. But he said, all I want you to do is come to me and ask me. In other words, that means that you know that I can do it. When you show favor to God, hallelujah. When you say, Father, glory to God, I need this. I need that. He already knows. Okay, baby, don't worry about it. I'm secure of that. But, glory to God, child on my knees took the bed. She has a problem, Lord. And if you could help her out for her problem, I know you took care of mine. But I'm on my knees for the back. If on my knees, I say, Lord, I need to be delivered. I'm alive. Yes, I'm on the altar, Lord. But you say, Lord, I need to deliver. I need to come up. Now, I need to realize It's hard to stumble when you're praying before God. You don't make no mistake. We're going to do the same thing over and over. You know that 8th Street got you. You know that the drug dealers out there, you know you have it. So why are you going to go hang out on 8th Street? You know that Bobby Jones never ain't nothing but drug addicts, and they're always cuffing and doing all kinds of stuff. You a preacher, why don't you stand up in their pulpit? What kind of conversation y'all have? You preaching a sermon? On Facebook. Y'all sitting in the truck talking and running around talking, and you ain't laying hands on them, put them out of your truck.
Bless your Lord.
Bless your
Father.